at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. Please stay tuned for Highway 322. You this evening on Highway 322. I get to do this every few months, and it's always really fun. And I have to play a programming announcement for you, and then we'll get into some music. But I wanted to let you know that local and national folk music legends Harry Tuft and Dick Wiseman will be coming in about 15 minutes or so to play some live music and talk about some exciting things that they'll be doing. So I hope you stick around, and we'll be getting to different kinds of music, and we'll be having Dick and Harry coming in just in about 15 minutes or so. So music after this programming announcement.
Support comes from the Santa Fe Traditional Music Festival, spotlighting and celebrating the many forms of traditional acoustic music in New Mexico and beyond, taking place on August 24th through August 26th at Camp Stoney in Santa Fe. Camping is available. More information at sftradmusic.org or by searching for Santa Fe Traditional Music Festival.
And before we get into music, I also want to let you know that that reception is going on down at the Boulder Museum. It's just lovely. I just came from there. And yeah, head on down there. And if you can't get down there tonight, you can get there through mid-September. So I'm going to start with a piece from the new Joe Jenks CD, which is called The Forgotten Songs of Cy Conn. And this is in the Labor Hall, which is where I've been all day at the SCEIU Local 105 Labor Hall working. So Joe Jenks singing the songs of Cy Conn.
They stand outside the doorway as the long shadows fall. Line of ghostly figures at the old labor hall. Mother Jones has just arrived in a pillbox hat and shawl. From the Battle of Blair Mountain to the old labor hall, Big Bill Haywood stoops to enter. He's nearly 6 feet tall, bringing children from Lawrence to the old labor hall. He nods to Emma Goldman, so fiery yet so small. She's arguing with Eugene Debs at the old labor hall. We still tell their stories, we still share their pride. Across a century of struggle, we're still on their side. They view the ancient photographs that line the worn wood walls. They're back in 1900 at the old labor hall. An Italian woman cocks her head as if trying to recall some old song from Palermo at the old labor hall. A Scots stone cutter proudly holds his chisel and his maul. His Highland brogue still echoes through the old labor hall. He sculpts the buried granite, the finest stone of all, for some rich man's mausoleum at the old labor hall. We still tell their stories, we still share their pride. Across a century of struggle, we're still on their side. With with socialists and anarchists. Sometimes it's quite a brawl. It isn't always peaceful at the old labor hall. But on the roll of honor, the brightest names of all are the immigrants whose strong hands built the old labor hall. And so today we gather, grateful to recall a gentleman who fought to save the old labor hall. With such grace and humor, such feeling for us all, infused his steadfast passion through the old labor hall. We will tell his story, we will share his pride. Today and in the future, Chet Briggs is on our side. We will tell their stories, we will share their pride. Across a century of struggle, they're still on our side. They're still on our side.
Susan to my door. Let it rain, let it pour. Bring black-eyed Susan to my door. It's been dry all July. Wonder if she'll pass me by. Rain will hear my silent prayer. Wash away these dusty tears. She's gone away. I ain't smiled a single day. If she comes to me, the past will be a memory. Let it rain, let it pour. Bring black-eyed Susan to my door. Let it rain, let it pour. Black-eyed Susan to my door. For the bird and me, every day I make a plea, but she's not coming back to me. Let it rain, oh, let it pour.
drive the main road. Searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, and I can't. Bell, you're all
Tishy Nohosa from her newest recording called West Church of the Mission Bell. We started out back there with one of my real idols doing a song written by one of my idols. We heard Joe Jenks doing The Old Labor Hall, and that album is called The Forgotten Treasures from the Pen of Cy Conn. Cy Conn songs that Cy had never recorded, and he asked Joe to. And I want to send that out to all my friends out there at Local 105 at SEIU, where I was working all day. After that, we heard from a group called Sparrow Blue doing Rabbit in the Moon, and we heard the tune Black Eyed Susan. And then we had in the middle there Daryl Anger and friends Emily Phelps and friends doing the Wichita Lineman and old Jim Webb song from their recording, Music of Our People. And it was music kind of from the 60s. And now, as I promised, I've got two other idols of music here. We've got Dick Weissman and Harry Tuft together here in the studio of KJNU. So good evening, gentlemen.
Hello. Do you spell idol, I-D-L-E?
I guess now that you're retired, it could be that way, huh?
I think it's I-D-Y-L-L.
Let's see. Oh, you are on blue, so let's get Dick, just say something. I want to make sure.
Hello.
Yes. And we've got the banjo, so I know I don't need to have you potted up too loud. But do you guys want to just start with a song, and then we'll talk about kind of why you're here and some interesting stuff you'll be doing? Or do you want to talk about that first?
Why don't we do your famous song?
Okay. I lived here for some years, and then about 14 years ago, we moved out to Oregon and came back here 5 years ago. And I was astounded, here in my case being Denver, how much traffic there was, how big the population was, and so on and so forth. So I thought it deserved a song, so I wrote this song. And you will all recognize the tune sooner or later.
What key is that?
It's in D.
D, I've heard of that key.
Yes, as in Dreadnought. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam. You can sit in a brew pub all day. There's latte and wine, and the skiing is fun. And on Sunday, the Broncos will play. And it's new homes on the range, where the fracking takes place every day. I just want a piece of a mineral lease. We'll make this old property pay. There's sun in the sky. It's the Rocky Mountain High. I think we'll go camping tonight. We'll find a nice spot to smoke legalized pot. Well, and head through the morning's first light. New homes on the range, where the fracking takes place every day. I just want a piece of a mineral lease. We'll make this old property pay. In Aspen and Vale, they tell many a tale of the riches built up overnight. Dude, do your own thing. While the songwriters sing, keep poverty way out of sight. And it's new homes on the range, where the fracking takes place every day. I just want a piece of a mineral lease. We'll make this old property pay.
I had to turn down my mic because I was laughing too hard. So now I've got it back up here. Yeah. So you guys are going to be doing this very cool looking program called American Roots Music Program, sponsored by the Rocky Ridge Music Center. Tell us a little bit about this. Either one of you.
It's up in Estes Park, and this is, the fourth year that we've been doing it. And the person that is the coordinator is Stephen Wade, who's a pretty well-known banjo player, not necessarily so much around here as on the East Coast and the Midwest. And a number of people will be there. Mary Flower, who many of your listeners would know from her years in Denver, and we'll be teaching there. And then several people from Chicago, Matt Brown, Peggy Browning, and Chris Waltz, and a person who will be instructing voice, who is Val Mendel. And then we'll have a square dance, and Sharon Arms, who is sort of a specialist in Cajun music, will be there as well.
And Larry Edelman from Larry's...
wonderful.
Well-known throughout the West and the Rocky Mountain West as a wonderful caller and fiddler. And Larry will do the dance on Saturday night as well. And so it's a great opportunity. The interesting thing is that it is near Estes Park. It's been going for, I think, almost like 80 years or something like that. And it's actually tucked away on the road to Long's Peak. There are lots of cabins, a really great hall, dining hall that becomes also a performing hall, and we do a concert on Sunday as well.
And there's sort of private instruction and also sing-alongs and jam sessions and classes in certain aspects,
right,
of guitar, banjo, songwriting, mandolin, or what have you.
Right, and I do, there are two of us who do jams at night, and Peggy Browning from Chicago does a jam that's in the tradition of sing-alongs and stuff like that. And my jam is actually what I call a song circle, where people are encouraged to bring any song that they'd like, and we literally go around the circle, and it's a very comfortable time and space, so people are encouraged to take some chances, and we have lots of fun.
It sounds wonderful. And I should also mention, we have a song circle, although it's meant for singing along, the first Sunday of every month at KGNU, which
great.
Happens the first Sunday of the month, although in September we're moving it to the second because of Labor Day.
Labor Day.
And it happens in our community
room.
Well,
it would interfere with our program. You couldn't possibly do it on the weekend.
There you go. So actually, listeners, you can go to both things, and you can come. You can go to this American Roots Music Program, which starts on August 31st and goes through September 3rd, and then you could come on September 9th to the sing-along.
And you do it here?
We do it here, not in that room there, in the other room, and we go around. Each person has a chance to lead a song or ask for their certain song be done or just pass. And that way it's very democratic. And
that's what I do.
It's all sing-along.
Same thing.
Yeah, we just call around Robin. And yeah, well, that's wonderful. That just looks like so much fun. And where can people get more information about that?
You can go to www.rockyridge.org. It's pretty easy.
Or
you could call 970-586-4031.
Well, you know, why don't we get you guys doing another song? I'm not sure how many songs you guys came prepared to do, but I'm sure the listeners and I would love to hear another
15 or 20.
This is an all-night show, right?
We're always ready.
And Harry has a new symphonic work that he's got prepared.
Right. And Dick's getting ready to play at a Cayley's. He's going to do a bunch of Celtic Irish music for you for about 35 minutes a song.
Absolutely.
This is a song I some years ago did an album called Treasures Untold, and I decided to do a variety of different songs. When I was growing up, the Inkspots were quite popular, and this is a song that I really liked from them called If I Didn't Care. If I didn't care more than words could say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then why do I thrill? Why does my head go spinning round while my heart stands still? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you? If this isn't love, then why do I thrill? Why does my head go spinning round while my heart stands still? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
Lovely.
Or something like that.
Something like that. Well, that is really nice, and it's nice to hear the banjo along with that. I'm sure originally it didn't have that.
Not with the Inkspots, no. But given a more southern New Orleans-ish kind of feel that Dick brought to the occasion, you know. We had lots of wonderful folks.
Dexter Payne played a beautiful part in it. Actually, it's kind of a funny story because on the original track, I was living in Oregon at the time, and Harriet said, well, I have a saxophone on there. And to be honest, I didn't like the saxophone part, and I was a little worried because I thought, well, I'm really going to have to play a lot of stuff on this, and I don't know if I really want to play it that way. So we put the tape on, and there was no saxophone. There was a beautiful clarinet part. So I went from thinking, wow, I'm going to really have to overplay, to thinking, man, I don't even know why he wants me to play on this. You know, it's so, the part Dexter played was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dexter's another amazing musician that we have locally. So what are some of the things that both of you are up to now that you're idle.
Right. Well, I came out to Colorado originally to to ski and to make music, and I ended up opening a store and putting the music aside. And 50-some years later, having sold the store, I can go back to working more directly on making music, which is what I'm doing. I've been doing a series at Swallow Hill in the cafe called Harry And, called that way because I invite one guest each time, and we hold forth for about an hour and a quarter, take a little break, and then we do that song circle, that round robin that you mentioned. So folks come and bring instruments, and from 8:30 to 10 we get a chance to do that as well. And I'm doing nice. other things like that.
And Dick, what about you?
I do a lot of writing, and I'm writing a book about the sort of history and evolution of folk music in the United States and Canada. And I do a little bit of teaching. I'm teaching a class for DU, for University College, that's also about folk music. And I'm working on a project which will be a CD of instrumental music and an EP of songs, pretty much sung by other people, because they can sing them better than I can, and I know them. So, and Harry will be one of those people. So that's sort of what I'm up to.
Great. We'll have to have you come in and talk about the book when it's done. So you want to play another tune?
This is a tune. Some of your listeners will remember this guy. His name was Jerry Ricks. He's a sort of a legendary guitar player who was one of the few young black musicians really interested in blues in 1958, 1960. And all of us are from Philadelphia, all of us being Harry and myself and Jerry. And so I knew Jerry from working. He worked in a coffee house. And people would stay at his apartment. The sort of people that stayed there were Mississippi John Hurt and, you know, Brownie and Sonny and Doc Watson. And I wrote a tune that's sort of dedicated to him, which is a rag. It's called Mr. Rick's Rag. And Jerry taught a lot of people. One of the people he taught how to play guitar was John Oates of Hall & Oates. Like, a lot of people don't realize that John had a sort of a 50-50 background in folk and in rhythm and blues, and of course became famous with the rhythm and blues oriented music with his playing partner Darryl Hall. So Mr. Rick's Rag. Thank you.
All right. That's Dick Weissman on the five-string banjo. So again, you have an amazing opportunity to work with Dick and Harry, as well as Mary Flower and so many other people at this American Roots Music Program, August 31st to September 3rd. So do you guys want to do a final tune to go out?
I'll do you one more, sure. Also mention, I'll just say again, that you can Google Rocky Ridge, and you'll find that they have a whole program throughout the year, and the end of the summer program is the American Roots Music Program. And if you go online, it would be rockyridge.org, www.rock, or you could call them. They're actually, their office is here in Boulder. North Boulder, 970-586-4031. The food is great. We have families who've come up, and kids and parents alike really do really, really enjoy it.
So, and you may get to see elks bugling. It has happened, although not every time.
That's right.
So the title song of my album is called Treasures Untold, and Elena, we mentioned earlier, you and I were, that you were in the Cactus Crooners.
That's
and
right.
I asked Liz Masterson to sing along with me on this album. It's a song that was sung by Jimmy Rogers, although I don't believe he wrote it, called Treasures Untold. Dreaming of you and your eyes so blue, I've loved you forever, it seems. I have longed for you, dear, wanted you near, for you are the girl of my dreams. Although I have met you just now, I'll tell you of my love somehow. If I could but win your heart, little girl, then I would have treasure untold. The kisses you gave me in life's sweetest dream are even more precious than gold. I love your sweet face and your dear smiling eyes. How often the story's been told. If I could but win your heart, little girl, then I would have treasure untold. If I could but win your heart, little girl, then I would have treasure untold.
Oh, that's really sweet, and that was a lovely version that Liz sang.
Yes.
On your CD.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, what a great loss.
Yes. And Nancy Thornton also.
Yes, you bet. Yeah. The Crooners were great, by the way.
Well, thank you.
That was good music.
That was a fun time.
Yeah, you bet.
And well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you for
having us.
Thank
you. Absolutely.
Yeah,
thank
and look
you.
Forward to hearing about your book, Dick. And I hope you have a wonderful turnout, because it just sounds fabulous. Again, that's rockyridge.org.
Right.
So thank you guys.
Thank you, Elena.
Gary Tuft and Dick
Weissman.
Always
great to see you and hear you.
Yeah, you too. Hopefully we'll
Thanks.
Get to play again sometime.
Right on.
And we're going to get back to some more taped music. We'll be having, this is from a new recording by Reichhuder.
In danger, well, drive him from your face. torn on fields of battle. Thou art with me. Though my trust is gone and my faith not near, in love's sanctuary, thou art with me. Through desolation's fire and fear's dark thunder, thou art with me.
Thou art with me.
Through the sea of desires that drag me under, thou art with me.
Thou art with me.
Though I've been traded in like a souvenir, in love's sanctuary,
gets it right in any human. echoes on in endless song. Above earth's lamentation, I hear the real, both far off hymn that hails a new creation. Above the tumult and the strife, I hear that music ringing. It sounds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? Darkness round me close songs in the night it giveth. The storm can take my inmost calm while to this rock I'm clinging. If love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Death knell ringing when friends rejoice both far and near. How can I keep from singing? In prison cells and dungeon vials, our thoughts to them are winging. When friends by shame are undefiled, how can I keep from singing?
Ballad for the Trees by a group called I See Hawks in L.A., and I see hawks in L.A. too when I go there, so I just had to play this this song and this group. We started out that set after Dick Weissman and Harry Tuft were here with a new Rykooter album called Prodigal Son, and we heard Everybody Ought to Treat a Stranger Right, and I kind of thought that sounds like a good thing to transmit, because it's what we should be doing. And after that, we heard Eliza Gilkinson from her new recording, Secularia. We heard Sanctuary. And she does, that was a duet with a pastor, I think Sam Brown, I think was his name. Anyway, she's with some of her friends from a wonderful community. And after that, we heard Galileo by the Indigo Girls, and that was with the University of Colorado Symphony Orchestra, a show that they did that actually I was at, and I'm sure some of you listening were probably at. It was very cool. And then we heard How Can I Keep From Singing by Michael Jonathan from his recording Moonfire, the banjo album. And it is just almost a minute before the hour of 8 o'clock. You can stay tuned for Ragtime America with Jack Rummel.
Where the western winds are gathering and our seeds take to the sky. Our seeds take to the sky. Here's a song for the acacia. Here's a song for honeybees. Here's a song just for everyone writing down their dreams. Or a ballad for the tree.
The time is 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
KGNU is honored to invite you to our Media Gardens Listening Station, part of the Arts and Society 48 Hours exhibition.
The Listening Station features radio productions created by youth who have participated in the Media Gardens program and an artistic media garden created by artist Omar Fuentes San Gabriel using repurposed non-working audio gear found at KGNU Studios, designed to express the blossoming of youth's voices and empowerment.
The Arts and Society exhibit is on view from August 10th through September 9th at the Redline Contemporary Arts Center at 2350 Arapahoe Street in Denver. The exhibit is free and open to the public.
I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to be celebrating some birthdays in the month of August. And I have five ragtimers here selected for tonight, all of which fit into the category of contemporary ragtimers, because all of them are still alive. So they've done most of their composition work anywhere from, well, let's say 1950s up through the very latest. So let's get going. Starting out with a name that should be familiar to anyone who has spent any time listening to ragtime at all. The man who really kind of dominated ragtime in the early 50s, I'm referring to Johnny Maddox, born August 4th, 1927. He had, I don't know how many million selling pieces issued on the Dot record label. He performed in Denver a lot and now lives in Tennessee. So let's listen to two of his compositions, the only two that I know of, actually. He mostly performed the works of others. So here's one that he put together. I'll tell you a little bit more about it after you listen to it, but it's a couple of fiddle tunes that he's put together, and he calls it Friday Night Stomp.